At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That's right. It is the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. I'm Jake Bachman, Adam Carriker, alongside in here as well as our guest from Tipsy Tina's and McKinney's, which we have on every week. And I forgot to change the banner for you, Nathan, but Nathan Stewart in studio with us, and plenty to talk about. As we know, Cinco de Mayo coming up around the corner. You guys got a party lined up there. Should we start with the good or the bad? Because I also want to hear about the spring game and or Husker games, as it were.
Well, we'll start
and how
good.
That went.
What's this,
let's start with the good.
Well, yeah, let's start with the good. So this Saturday, we'll be shutting the street down on 8th and P Street. We're going to have some live llamas. We're going to have, and like I said, the entire street shut down. We'll have beer vendors, beer trailers. I think we have a jewelry, some ladies coming making jewelry. We also have face painting for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be a full-on family event. That will go from 2 to 10 on Saturday. And then we'll have a DJ. We've got a couple extra activities we'll be doing. And, of course, giveaways, T-shirts, koozies, things of that sort.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time. What does 2 to 10 look like for you behind the curtain?
Stress. Making a lot of margarita batches, making sure we're good to go, make sure we don't run out of stuff. Not as bad as St. Patrick's Day at McKinney's, but just stay on my toes. And we also have the Lincoln Marathon, too, on Sunday. So it's going to be a busy weekend for us. And, of course, the Lincoln Marathon's just been amazing. It's sold out now, I think, for like the last like 8 or 9 years in a row. So we've already had people calling and trying to get reservations. So we're going to be excited about that. And the weather looks pretty good this weekend. It's going to be in the 70s, no rain, no high winds or anything like that. So fingers crossed. I know a lot can change by then. So
in 2006, after the spring game was over, going into the fall of my senior year, my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, Angie, was training to run a marathon, not the Lincoln Marathon. But she was training to run a marathon, and she was about halfway into her training. And the Lincoln Marathon that year happened to be right on my birthday, which was May 6th. Okay. And so, like, the day before, she gets a text from a friend. And the friend is like, I was going to run the half marathon, is what she was going to run with one of her friends. And that friend dropped out. She's like, Angie, do you want to come join me? And I'm like, so you just get a random text, you're going to go run 13 and a half miles or whatever it is, just because. So she gets up the next day. And she goes, runs a half marathon. Like, it's nothing. Like, just part of her regular marathon training. You want to know what I did while she was running a half marathon? I went to IHOP. I had bacon, eggs, and pancakes. It was awesome. And I still remember that to this day. All right, my man, talk to me. Because you said you went to the Husker games, I believe. Did you go?
I stuck in for a second and I left.
What did you think while you were there? I know it was brief.
Just disappointment, to be honest.
Oh, why is that?
I mean, For the spring game football wise, I just remember, and we have 3 daughters, and I remember that was something that was pretty cool for us to be able to take the kids to every year. It was something cheap, it was something fun. It was like kind of like their first like introduction into football. Because it was, of course, we know the chaos of a normal home football game, but the spring game was something always fun for me. And it was something probably my dad did too. Like, I mean, my first game was a spring game when I was 4 or 5 years old. And you can just tell it was just like a whole different energy. This wasn't the same.
The Husker games themselves, having been there and whatnot, I thought were pretty fun. From a fan who wants to see live football, there was live football, but to your point, it's not quite the same. But my question is, I don't think a lot of people realize the impact the football games have on a local economy and or business. And a football game technically includes a practice known as the spring game every spring, or at least it's supposed to be. I'm just curious, how do you think that having 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people versus 30, 40, 50, how do you think that impacted your business and local businesses?
I mean, a lot of the local businesses I talk to, with most of the restaurants and bars in the Haymarket, we all kind of talk together. We kind of always work, you know, we help each other out. If we run out of something, we all have pretty good friends. Everyone I talked to said they were down about 30 to 40% from last year.
That's hard.
And even like a lot, I think last year, what they had 60, 70,000 people at the spring game.
Yep.
I mean, that's a big deal for us. And just not even the bars, but just the liquor ups, the beer ups, things of that sort. Lyft, Uber drivers. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. The hotels. I have a good friend that manages a downtown hotel, and they said that their percentage of they didn't even sell out, and they normally sell out every year for spring game.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Now, they had a soccer game. They had the women's flag football game. Midland looked really good. Their quarterback is legit, by the way. I had a chance to meet and chat with her. She actually has a great arm, can throw on the run, etc. I'm like giving a scouting report on the Midland quarterback. She was like very impressive and stuck out to me. The whole team was very good. Okay, but they had a bunch of other events from that morning, the garage sale to the flag football game to the Husker games to soccer, volleyball. They tried to do as much as they could outside of an actual spring game. Do you feel like it helped when it came to the local economy on Saturday or not?
They just didn't promote it correctly. I mean, there was so many activities that a lot of people I talked to on Sunday, even yesterday, like they didn't realize all the things that were going on. I mean, if you look at social media and there was no advertisements, I mean, you never heard any radio ads, nothing. It's just like they almost didn't want to promote it. So then he didn't have to worry about the transfer portal.
It was interesting because you made the point yesterday because there was live football. Now, obviously, yeah. They were figuring this out as it went along. They weren't going to have live football for a long time, and then they decided to have live football. But had they said, hey, the spring game's just going to look a little bit different this year, and we're going to have these things in addition to, I think people from the get-go would have looked at it differently, even if it was laid out the same. To your point, the marketing, and again, college football is insane, and they're trying to figure it out as we go along. It sucks to build the plane while you're flying it, by the way. But I think that definitely hurt a lot of things, and unfortunately, businesses like yours. Jake, did you have any other questions for him before we let him go?
Well, no, I mean, it is interesting. And again, you know, I think moving forward, we'll have maybe a better picture of what to do next year. So hopefully that helps land it a little bit better. But I just wanted to get back to the exciting part of this interview, which is, you know, Trace de Mayo, or Cinco de Mayo, but of course celebrated here on the 3rd. For how long have you been doing this and kind of what should people expect? I mean, I know you kind of already throw out the plans, but what's the crowd like?
Our fourth year doing it.
Okay.
Cause we opened up in October of 2020. We'll also have like food outside too. Extra vendors from the face painting and stuff. We try to really make sure it's a family environment so people can come down, especially the llamas. I mean, like I said last week when I was talking to Jackson and those guys, I think the line to meet the llamas and take a picture was longer than a beer line.
All right.
So, yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. There's a llama farm that's just right outside of town. They bring them in. And,
very
of course,
cool.
The Tipsy Tinas, of course, that's our mascot and logo. So,
yeah
it's pretty cool.
All right. I'm a Star Wars guy. All right. I tried to watch Star Trek one time, which, by the way, don't confuse that. It's very important to some people that is very distinct from each other. I found that out too. I could never get into Star Trek, but I love Star Wars. I have ever since I was a kid. Do you ever tend to do anything on May the 4th be with you, May the 4th?
We've talked about it in the past. Every time someone says Star Wars, for some reason, I just remember the movie Ted 2 when they're driving up and then the Star Wars people walk into Comic-Con. Have you seen that part? And they're like a long generation because the girlfriend says something about like Star Trek and it's like a wrong generation. It's a wrong thing.
Oh, it's a big deal to some people.
Oh, yeah. It is. I know, like in the past, there was a timer in a rail yard. I used to do some stuff and do some. They would show their own Star Wars. I mean, I'm open to it. I'll be honest. I'm kind of more of a Star Trek guy.
Okay. Well, I'm curious. So admittedly, I tried to start to watch one. I became very disinterested, so I'm very limited on my actual – I quit watching. I'm limited on my Star Trek knowledge. Why do you prefer Star Trek?
To be honest, is this that's what my grandfather watched as a kid. When I was a kid, I remember he always just watched a sitcom, and so I just kind of that was just what I got hooked on.
See, my dad watched Star Wars. That's probably that simple. What do you watch as a kid, and you tend to stick with it?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I became a Reds and Royals fan because that's what my dad, you know, cheered for, and what happens.
All right, my friend, I appreciate you taking the time. Good luck going forward. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.